This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of Judah and Simeon's lines in the First Chronicles, chapter 4, verses 1 through 43. The book of the First Chronicle was written about 430 before Christ. Originally, the book of First Chronicles and the book of the Second Chronicles was one book. The Hebrew name is Dibri Hayamin, which means the affairs of the days. It is a mini Old Testament that talks about Israel history from Adam to the Babylonian captivity and Cyrus' decree allowing the exiled Jews to return during 1000 through 960 before Christ. The book of Chronicles basically concerns importance of racial and national purity, establishing theocracy, focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. In the last chapter 3, we saw the line of David, who is an ancient of Jesus Christ, in light of his children born in Hebron and in Jerusalem, his son Solomon's line and Zechariah's line. Today, this chapter 4 shows that the line of Judah as the fourth son of Jacob, who was born by Leah, downing to Jesus the Messiah in verses 1 through 23, while in verse 24 through 43, the line of Simeon as the second son of Jacob, who also was born by Leah. The sons of Judah were Perez, Halogen, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Leah, the son of Shobal, begot Jehath, and Jehath begot Ahumai and Lehah. These were the families of the Jorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Zedriah, Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazelelet. Pony. The Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Timeni, and Heyasatari. These were the sons of Naara. The sons of Hila were Jereth, Johar, and Athnam. And Cuz begot Anu, Jobiba, and the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, which means Jabez was godly compared to his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." When his mother delivered Jabez, she had suffering or travail in baby delivery. That's a really painful experience. He was called born of sorrow, pain, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, or Jabez praying to the Lord, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." First, he prayed to the Lord, "Bless him, and enlarge my charity." Second, he prayed to the Lord, enlarge my territory, my ministry, or the area of services, the areas of ministry, the areas of opportunity. Third, that your hand would be with me. May your hand be with me. Thirdly, he asked to the Lord to help him, and that you would keep me from evil. The last one is to keep him from evil or temptation of the devil, not to fall in temptation from the evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested did. That's a marvelous prayer requested. Somebody asked me, how can I pray to you, Wayne? So I asked, I responded to him, please pray just like Jabez's prayer. First thing, bless Wayne, enlarge Wayne's ministry area to the Lord and his people. Second, the Lord's hand would be with Wayne. The last one is keep Wayne from evil or temptation. So we really need the open-minded rather than narrow-minded. We often is narrow-minded. We want to join in certain denomination, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Methodist, or we want to join in particular race, like Korean, Iranian, or Mexican, Argentine, England, or American, you know, something like that. Yeah. But God, you know, really focus on each heart dedicated to the Lord. There is no distinction between Jews and the Greek. All the same Lord of all is rich to whoever calls upon him. So God really focuses on each person's heart, regardless of race, gender, age, educational level, wealth. So we really need open-minded. So that is important. So our Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills, the church member, and especially board member, really they have an open mind. That's why God opened the door. Unlike other normal churches, we have an English ministry, we have a Farsi ministry, Iranian, Persian ministry, also Korean language ministry, and Spanish ministry. So, whoever can understand in Spanish may join in Spanish worship. Whoever can understand Farsi language can join Farsi service. Whoever can understand English may join English service, regardless of nationality, race. Really open-hearted. So Jabez prayed to the Lord, first bless him. Blessing really focused on spiritual sense and mental sense rather than material sense. So bless him, you know, spiritually bless him. He is more honorable than his brothers, which means he is a godly man. So bless him. So give, let him rejoice always. Bless him. Then enlarge his ministry, his areas of ministry, his areas of service to the Lord and his share for his kingdom. The third one, the Lord's hand be with him. So the God is with me. God is with us always. Then protect us from evil or temptation or devil thoughts or material desire, carnal desire, and so on. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, begot Mehe, who was the father of Aston. And Aston begot Beth-Rapha. Pasea, and Cana, the father of Idnahashi. These were the men of Rechar. The sons of Kenaz were Otniel and Seraiah. The sons of Otniel were Hatapheth. In light of Judges chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Cush-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cush-Rishathaim. And the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. Othniel, as the first judge of Israel, he formed the Israel country and defeated, invaded, or enemy, the king of Mesopotamia. Then the Lord allowed him to deliver the children of Israel from terror over Mesopotamia. So, basically give peace for 40 years. And Meonatai, who begot Ophrah, Seraiah begot Joab, the father of Geharashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Kelah, the son of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elar, and Naham. The sons of Elar was Kenaz. Kelah was one of the 12 spies sent into Canaan land by Moses. Kelah and Joshua were the only two spies to return with the good reports based upon their faith in God's promise to conquer the land. In light of Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 through 10. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. So verse 8 of chapter 14 of the book of Numbers, Caleb and Joshua had reported upon the faith in the Lord. If the Lord delight in us, then he, the Lord, will bring us, Israelites, into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. So, if we obey the Lord, if we believe in the Lord's statement, the Lord will bring us into this land through us. Only rebel not you against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Do not fear them, Canaanites. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before the children of Israel. So Caleb had a strong faith in the Lord's promise to conquer the Canaan land, the promised land. The sons of Jehalelel were Jeph, Jephah, Tiria, and Asariel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon, and Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Ishtemoah. His wife, Jehudijah, bore Jared, the father of Gether, Heber, the father of Sokol, and Jekutiah, the father of Janoa, and these were the sons of Pithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Keilah, the Gamites, and of Ashtemor, the Maacathites. And the sons of Simeon were Ammon, Rinar, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon, and the sons of Ishi were Joheph and Ben-Joheph. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekar, Li-Adar, the father of Merashar, and the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbiah. Also Jokin, the man of Kozeba, and Joashi, Sarap, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubi Lehem. Now the records are ancients. These were the potters and those who dwell at Netaim and Gedera. They dwelt with the king for his work. So he worked, they worked for king as potters. Now we see the tribes of Simeon in verses 24 through 43. Simeon was the second son of Jacob. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Jared, and Shaul. Shalom his son, Mibsham his son, and Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Jaku his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Moladar, Hazar, Shua, Bilar, Azim, Tola, Betuel, Hormer, Jikala, Bet, Markaboth, Harda, Susim, Bet, Birai, and at Shaharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Limnon, Token, and Asham, 5 cities. And all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal, these were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshabah, Jamalek, and Joshihar, the sons of Amazai, Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshibar, the son of Seraiah, the sons of Asiel, Eluenai, Jeacobah, Jeshohaiha, Asaiah, Adiel, Jeshmiel, and Benaiha. Ziza, the son of Shephi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Semaiah. These mentions by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedor as far as the east side of the valley to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, for some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents and the Meunites who were found there and utterly destroyed them, as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place because there was a pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatai, Neri, Lephahai, and Uzziah, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who have escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the message regarding the line of Judah and the line of Judah, the line of Simeon as well. Lord, thank you so much for the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into human being through Judah line. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory over ministries to you and your seed. May your hand be with us always. Protect us from evil for your kingdom and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.